John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kiltica.
This is the High Gain Podcast.
The High Gain Podcast, yes.
What do we talk about, John?
Oh, man, so much stuff, it's not even funny.
Yeah, guitars. Sometimes basses.
Yes, sometimes.
Grandpa guitars.
Grandpas in general.
Grandpas, sure. Where do we record from?
A beautiful basement, beautiful West Seattle.
It's a lovely day today.
And it's a lovely basement, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's great. You put some new art up, I love it.
I did.
Yeah. There were crows out today.
Yes.
We fed some crows, the crow army.
Yeah.
They dropped something. Someone came and gave you a present.
And I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many crows do you think were out there?
40.
Crow army.
Yeah.
What else?
Now we're going to the time warp.
Yeah.
So if we're talking the day this episode airs.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I hope you guys are all sitting at home in your little footy pajamas.
Right.
Having just torn open all the presents.
Right.
Maybe Pops has fallen asleep with the newspaper over his belly.
Yeah. That's what you think. I think all of our High Gain soldiers.
Yes.
Have been out there fighting in the war.
Soldiers.
The war on Christmas. And they're dirty. They've been on the front lines of the war.
What do you think they were doing?
I don't know, fighting the little baby Jesus.
Regulating fools?
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I hope it was great.
In the future.
Yes.
What about the today?
The today?
The day we're actually recording this.
It's December 8th.
It's December 8th.
It's your birthday, John.
It is my birthday.
Man, that was some sloppy shit I did. Let Ed play.
Hashtag let Ed play.
Huge mistake. Let Ed figure out a song 10 minutes before they record.
You did great.
Thank you. That's some like 12 bar bluesy blues dad bullshit.
The Beatles, total blues dads.
Exactly.
Those guys.
Exactly.
Those guys with their boat shoes and their Bermuda shorts.
Yeah.
That's all they ever did.
What'd you get to drink?
Oh, we got coffee today.
Yeah.
For the beverage.
Right.
You know why?
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you go to the corporate coffee place, which I never do.
No, me either.
Except when they're looking to give me a free coffee on my birthday.
Handouts. Taking handouts, JFK.
Went to the corporate coffee, and I got a coffee for myself for my birthday.
Yeah.
And for Ed.
I just got a regular drip.
I got a soy latte.
Yeah.
You know, we went over to Uncle Frank's to get the guitar we're doing today.
Yeah.
They have a pumpkin spice candle they're burning in the store.
Yeah. Did you love it?
It smells horrible.
No, come on.
But I told them there's worse.
Yeah.
I told the story of that year my brother sent me a White Castle hamburger candle.
Terrible.
It smells like White Castle burgers.
That does not sound great.
It was bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite a Christmassy guitar.
You know what else we got?
Oh, what?
With this Christmassy guitar?
Yeah.
Cupcakes.
Yeah. We went to Cupcake Royale.
Here in beautiful West Seattle.
Beautiful West Seattle because they have vegan cupcakes.
And I got one for solidarity purposes.
That is great.
I'm going to just take a little nibble on this. I don't want to be chewing food.
I'm going to chew.
Oh.
Pretty good.
That's good.
Mm. If I were the richest man in the world, I would just eat cupcakes from Cupcake Royale.
Uh-huh.
And I would throw the entire bottom of the cupcake away and just eat the tops.
You wouldn't give it to anybody?
No, I would throw it in the garbage, not even in the landfill, not even in the compost.
You're a monster.
That sounds great.
Man, guess what this is, Ed?
That's a Rickenbacker 480. We just did one of these.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But you know what this is?
A Rickenbacker 480.
No.
Okay.
It's a knockoff.
Yeah.
We're doing a knockoff.
I am into it.
A copy? A replica?
A lawsuit.
A lawsuit era? Whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
This is made by Greco.
I could easily imagine in 1972-5 that this was under someone's tree. And, you know, the kid walked downstairs and they see this, like, on a stand, the guitar. And they're like, oh my God, I got a Rickenbacker. And then they walk a little closer.
And they're like,
motherfuck.
What are you going to do? Like, not be grateful? And
I could totally imagine that this was someone's Christmas present.
Let's refresh. Rickenbacker 480 was Rickenbacker's attempt to make a more affordable Rickenbacker.
Right.
That is to say, it had a bolt-on neck.
Mm-hmm.
It had the cresting wave design.
Yep.
So essentially, it's a guitar that looks like the 4000 series basses.
When we did that guitar,
it's great.
Both of us were like, oh my God, this thing's amazing.
It's great. And I got to tell you, I mean, judging from the sound of this here copy.
Pretty good.
It's pretty rippy.
That's got some pretty transparent overdrive going through it.
It does.
Tell me about that.
Our transparent overdrive.
Yes.
Is a 1981 DRV pedal.
Oh, man.
This is fancy for so many reasons. Where do I even start?
I don't know.
Let's start on the business end of it.
Okay.
Valued Patreon subscriber Adam Griffin.
Yeah.
Suggested we look for a lovely overdrive pedal that would not completely smother the natural tone of the guitars we're doing.
We've been using a lot of very colorful fuzzes that are all sputtery and weird, and so you don't really get the guitar sound.
Yes.
And so he wanted the guitar sound.
Yes.
Which this does.
So let me illustrate.
Yeah.
If I turn that off, this is what this guitar sounds like. You want to give it the oomph, but not completely smother it?
Yep.
It's got room to go down more, but we settled on this because we liked it.
I think it's like at a quarter on the drive. There's room to soften it up.
Where'd we get this pedal, Ed?
We got it from 1981 Effects.
Yeah.
From those guys. But it was John's birthday. So our Patreon subscribers actually bought John a pedal.
I would like to thank all of our Patreon subscribers.
That's pretty great.
Because you bought me this pedal and it's awesome.
Yeah.
But also now we can display to you the transparent overdrive effect that you want.
It's sort of from you, for you.
Yeah.
Patreon subscribers.
So I think this will be a part of the board. So if you don't want to hear the blanket fuzz.
We'll probably still throw the fuzzy fuzz on there too, but maybe layer it.
You want to hear some fuzzy fuzz?
I do.
So that's the overdrive.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn on the fuzzy fuzz we have.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little noisy.
That's okay.
This is old school, unbalanced, not true bypass, whatever.
Fuzz tech.
This comes to us from the magical year 1967.
Man.
That's early in fuzz years.
Yeah.
This is a Sam Ash fuzz box.
It's a little noisy.
They spelled fuzz with three Z's.
Sure.
And box with two X's.
Oh.
That's how fuzzy it is.
That's a lot.
We picked this up over at Uncle Frank's.
got this here Greco from him, too.
What was that I was just playing? Sounds familiar. What is that?
Is it?
Dance the night away. Is it Van Halen?
Van Halen?
Look at that. Just added like my subconscious.
That's pretty good.
Ed brought some color. Okay, I'm turning the dirt off.
Yeah.
I'm turning the color on.
Yeah. Bleepy bloops. Caroline Guitar Company, Summer Song. That's what that is. That's pretty great. They say the chorusy, vibrato-y, faux rotary device you've been asking for us to make for years. Do you want to hear a sample setting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should describe this. Ed is now on the floor because this is a limited edition Black Friday pedal. The controls are labeled with black ink on a black enclosure. So Ed has to get his old eyes a little closer there to be able to read what's going on with the pedal. Okay, what setting is this?
It says, I guess this is what my personal data being sold online sounded like inside the fiber optic cable.
That's going to be great in our Devo cover band.
Exactly.
Tell us again what this is called, Ed.
The Caroline Guitar Company Somersault.
Do they make guitars?
That guitar company makes pedals.
Where are they located?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh.
South Carolina is probably lovely.
A lot of people from New Jersey end up there.
What about that guitar?
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Looks like a Rickenbacker.
Yeah.
The difference between it and a 480 in terms of its appointments.
Yeah.
The 480 has dot inlays. This has the shark fin inlays.
Yeah.
But they're not pearloid.
Coolest thing about that guitar, in my humble opinion, are the inlays. They kind of look like glitter.
Yeah, if you put glitter in casting resin.
Yeah.
Snow globe effect, frozen in time.
Right. Right. I think that's the coolest thing about a guitar that I don't think is very cool.
This also has double binding on the neck.
Yeah.
It also has checkerboard binding around the body.
Also very cool.
Which the 480 did not have.
It's very cool.
The R tailpiece is not R. It's G for Greco.
And then on the headstock, the plate for the truss rod.
Yes.
Says Greco Guitars.
Yes.
And then what is the
thing? It says Greco makes it. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it took for people to realize that these were decent instruments.
I think I have still not realized it, maybe.
So there's a company.
Yeah.
They are called Kanda Shokai.
Okay.
In Japan.
Yeah.
They are a musical instrument wholesaler.
Okay.
They don't actually make them.
Sure.
They come up with what all it is they would like to wholesale and hopefully export, and then somebody else builds it for them.
They're in Japan.
They're in Japan.
Where?
Matsumoto.
Yeah.
They start in 48. By 1960, they want to get into the electric guitar game like everybody else.
Sure.
So they develop the Greco brand name.
Okay.
They have the name. What kind of guitars are we going to do?
So they're actually going to break into manufacturing at this point.
No.
Perfect.
They just want to develop the product. Great. It's designed. Let's go find somebody who's going to build it for us.
I see.
By 1960, they're in that kind of design phase.
All right. Yeah.
What are we going to do? At the same time, there's a factory in Matsumoto City, same city, that opens up called Fujigen.
Oh, okay.
Greco is thinking, wow, we're about to develop our own line of electric guitars.
Yep.
And this factory has just opened up here. We should maybe work with them.
Sure.
Ba-dip-dip. Okay. By 1962,
yeah,
they start making Greco guitars for export only.
Okay.
You have to send them to some company in whatever country you're dealing with. In the United States, that was Goya, and they were in New York City.
New York City.
By 67, a new idea is hitting the market. I think you know what it is. Let's copy shit.
These guys didn't start that thing? They were designing their own designs?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them is really strange. It was called the Shrike.
Okay.
I had to look this up. You know what a shrike is?
I'm reading a book right now called Hyperion.
Uh-huh.
And there's a planet it takes place on, and there's a time-based entity called the Shrike that's like murdering everyone.
That makes sense. A Shrike is a bird.
Okay.
It is a carnivorous bird.
Okay.
And it has the habit of impaling its prey.
Yeah.
On stuff.
Cool.
Where the thing just wriggles around until it dies, and then the Shrike will come back over time.
Yeah.
And gradually tear it apart.
That is exactly what the Shrike does in this novel.
Really?
Hyperion.
I think that's great.
Okay.
The Shrike?
Yeah.
Made by Greco?
Yeah.
It had these weird pickups.
Okay.
In the neck, there was a pickup shaped like an inverted V, like a chevron.
Oh, my God.
And by the bridge, it was
the other way.
It's worth noting.
Yeah.
Pickups like that would be used about 10 years later on the Gibson Flying V2.
Yeah.
With the switching.
Yeah.
You could turn the pickup to just the bass strings, the bottom three strings, or just the top three strings.
Oh, it's no crazy. Kidding.
And you'd get different tones that way.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
That is an example of one of Greco's original designs.
Okay.
So by 67, they enter the copy game, Ed.
I'm not into it.
They start copying.
I would much rather be talking about this Shrike.
Oh, you know, the Shrike has a nickname. They are also known as butcher birds.
That sounds cool.
Anyway, Ed, care to guess in 1967, what is the first guitar they choose to copy?
The Les Paul.
Nope.
The SG?
No.
The Strat?
No.
Telecaster?
Yeah, they go for the Tele.
Oh.
So they okay. introduced Telecaster copies.
Okay.
They are similar to the copies being made by Ibanez because they're using the same factory. They're using Fujigen. They're Come using on. Matsumoko.
Come on.
Yeah. The reason I say similar is Kanda Shokai, maybe their design on paper was slightly different than how Ibanez was designing their knockoffs.
Sure.
Same yeah. factory making them, just yeah. different kind of...
I don't know. I'm just not into the copy game at all. I just hate the idea of the guitar.
You know who else hates it?
I bet Rickenbacker
they do not
is
like
not
it.
A fan.
Rickenbacker is a staunch defender of its...
copyright.
Intellectual property.
Yeah.
Or what it perceives to be its intellectual property. I don't know many of these individual features they actually have locked down.
But the sum of the parts, the headstock's identical, the body's identical. They copied the font on the truss rod cover. Like, fuck these guys.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV.
Right.
Or even for this podcast.
Right.
But my addled understanding of trademark law is that one of the measurements is, does it create confusion in the marketplace?
And
I think this guitar certainly would. Think if you are an unscrupulous operator, Ed.
Oh, yeah. You
maybe you take the nameplate off and put a Rickenbacker one on there.
You could buy a new truss rod cover and a new tailpiece, and a lot of people would be fooled by this.
Yeah.
I think it's terrible.
Okay, so you don't like it. Let's take a closer peek here. Let's look at neck. Bridge. Middle. First glance, I don't know, not as kind of vibrant as an actual Rickenbacker.
It sounds fine. How about that?
Okay.
This is one of those episodes where Merry Christmas, everyone. Ed hates it. People are listening to this. They wake up, and the best present under their tree is this episode of The High Gain. That's all our listeners have been waiting for. And Ed hates the guitar. Great. Merry Christmas.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. My problem with this guitar is they clearly were just making a copy.
Let's continue on that journey of fuckery. 69.
Ow!
The VB, the violin bass, like the Beatles' Hofner.
God damn it.
They do one of those. And then 70, here comes Ed.
Oh, no.
The heavy hunks of shit.
Oh, no, they do the Les Paul.
They start in on the Les Pauls, but at the beginning,
yeah,
they're bolt-ons.
Sure.
Wouldn't be till 77 that they're like, well, as long as we're copying Les right. Pauls, maybe we should do set next.
Yeah.
By that point, 77?
Yeah.
Dudes are playing them overseas when they're in town.
Overseas endorsement deals, getting a little cash.
So the interesting story I found was Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Did he ever record with a Greco? He did not.
Yeah.
Did he ever play them live? Yes, he did. Only in Japan.
Yeah.
How much? Two or three songs.
Okay.
I guess the contract was, you got to play on these songs.
Yeah.
Enough for us to take pictures.
Right.
That we can use in Japanese advertising.
Huh.
That seems to be the extent of that.
Man, you're fucking with Gibson at that point. Frehley's probably just cashing a check, right?
Like, yeah.
He's just, okay, yeah, I'll play it for
two songs. He played like a Greco
songs.
Les Paul and a Greco, maybe like a Greco Flying V.
And then they use that in marketing with Kiss.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Our friends over at Gibson,
uh-huh.
even back in the day, they were a little litigious.
They would end up suing Ibanez.
Right. Did anyone come after Greco?
No.
No kidding.
But eventually, Greco would change their headstock designs and get out of the copy game. Greco's still around. You can go to the Greco website today. Boy, if they reissued the Shrike.
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
By this point, we're up to mid-70s now.
Yeah.
The quality is getting better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
They make this Rickenbacker. This is 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Rickenbacker copy. 76, they come out with their Strat models.
Okay.
But they would only do that until 82. Why is that, Ed?
Lawsuit?
No. They got kind of signed to the majors. The quality got so good by then
yeah.
that they were tapped to become the manufacturer for Fender Japan.
Cool. See? Way into it. Fine. Love it. This is Greco?
This is Greco. So they're like, yeah, you can't make Greco Fenders anymore, but you can be our go-to for
no kidding.
Fender Japan. This is 1982.
Oh.
Fender was in Japan. They right. were in a bind because they had been sold and their American factory, I mean, it was a mess.
Yeah.
And that agreement would be in place till 2015 or...
Okay.
So there you go. That's how good they were.
Yeah.
That Fender was like, how would you like to actually make Fenders?
Right.
Yes, please.
Sure.
Meanwhile, they're still doing other copies. Remember the Ibanez Iceman?
Of course.
Yeah.
Love it.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. Our man Rick Nielsen in Cheap Trick.
Yep.
He had a Japanese version.
Yeah.
It was called a Mirage.
I remember this.
Yeah.
You can find them.
Mirage in Japan, Iceman in the U.S.
Yep.
Iceman being the Ibanez version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they went into their own kind of series that had hysterical names.
Oh.
In 1979, they start doing the Super Real series. Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Which were the highest quality copies of Gibson and Fender that they could possibly do.
Oh, no.
They were super real. You don't want See. Super real?
No, I don't. I want them to stop it.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. So far, John.
Yes?
You've talked a lot about this guitar and this company, and you have not swayed me. I don't think I would buy this guitar, but if I were going to,
yes,
it seems cool to play in just pure irony form.
In our irony band?
Yes, exactly.
Where we wear like suits?
Black suit, thin tie, very Reservoir Dogs.
Oh.
We come rolling up, slow motion hero walk, carrying our Greco guitars and our Greco violin bass.
Nice.
Ugh.
Are we verbing the noun?
We'll do just one.
Just
one? And this is our band name.
Our band name.
I have a couple of verbs, I think.
I have the nouns.
Okay. Absorb.
The Hall.
I hate that band name. We're doing it again.
Do another one?
Yeah. Our band is called Become.
The Platform.
Yes. That's our band.
Okay.
Become the Platform.
Our Japanese copy guitar band.
Reservoir Dog themed cover band. Become the Platform.
Become the Platform.
Yeah.
And these are all ones you can take, viewers.
Yeah. You can become the Platform.
Courtesy of us.
Yeah.
So you don't want a Super Real series.
I don't. No.
Do you want a mint collection?
No, probably not, because that sounds fancy boy, and I'm not into it.
It was super fancy boy. It didn't last very long. It started in 82, but then, as I mentioned, they become part of Fender Japan, so there you go. No more of that.
Mint series. I picture the mint series having big block inlays and fancy bindings and gold hardware.
That could be.
Ugh. So we went to Uncle Frank's, and they had like three Grecos. How could I see myself becoming someone who would own a Greco? I guess it would be kind of funny to have a Telecaster and then a Greco Telecaster and a 480 and a Greco 480.
Right.
Because you can actually buy these things.
Well, let me ask you about this.
Yeah.
Remember when we did the Ibanez Custom Agent?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, you liked it.
I did.
And that's a Les Paul copy, essentially.
It is, yeah, and I think I liked it.
A super fancy one, but...
Right. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, but it was also a big, heavy hunk of shit.
It was lighter than a regular Les Paul.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah.
Ed Peterson.
Yes.
That's who I am. Ed Peterson is philosophically opposed to intellectual theft. Make the Shrike. It's cool. It's completely your deal.
Yep.
They were capable of designing their own guitars. They chose to make guitars.
To go where the money is.
Yes. That I'm super not into.
Remember when we did the Univox?
High Flyer?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think of that? It's like a Mosrite.
Shit.
But it's not a Mosrite.
I think you might have got me on that one. Because for whatever reason, I kind of think those are cool. That might actually be early Ed and his love of Kurt Cobain. I think the fact that Kurt played the High Flyers made me a little more accepting of that guitar. That's the exception that proves the rule.
Along those lines,
yeah,
maybe more people now are doing it than used to. There are people touring with knockoffs or touring with down market versions like Mexican Fenders, or I think maybe the thought that, oh, I have to have the authentic whatever you think that is.
Yeah.
Maybe not as important anymore.
When I saw Nirvana, it was on the In Utero tour. He smashed a guitar, and I knew right as the song started that he was going to smash it because he had played nothing but very cool guitars.
Oh, and they brought out the smasher?
And then he came out with a very shiny, brand new Strat. And it's just like, oh, that guitar's gone. And yep, I would not be surprised if every stop on the In Utero tour, they just went out and bought like shitty Strat.
Yeah.
For Kurt to smash up. I would smash that Greco, sure.
Would you?
I probably would not. I'm not really in the smashing guitar game.
So now, both this Greco and the actual 480 are no longer made.
Yep.
So if that's a thing you like, which one are you going to be able to afford?
There are so many very cool guitars that it's like, for this price, there are any number of real Fenders or Gibsons that are maybe just not as beloved. You're not going to be able to buy a 78 Telecaster, but you could probably buy, you know, a 2016 Telecaster for less than this guitar.
That is the Sam Ash Fuzzbox.
It sounds really great.
Our transparent 1981 DRV overdrive pedal.
Later.
I think that sounds better than the Sam Ash.
Yeah.
So what happened to Greco? They're still around, as I say. They ended up making all different kinds of other models, too exhausting to go into.
Sure.
What do you think of that, Ed?
My opinion has not been swayed. That I want.
The Caroline Guitars.
Caroline Guitar Company. Somersault.
Out of Columbia, South Carolina.
Data is not safe.
It sounds like an election being thrown. Ooh, what do you think of that, viewers? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the viewers bought that overdrive pedal.
Can you imagine?
What?
I got a pedal for use on the podcast.
Yeah.
And nobody had to talk about boner pills.
Oh, my God. Not that we don't like talking about boner pills.
Philosophically? On principle?
Love them. Patreon.com/thehighgain.
That's right.
For as little as $1 a month.
That's $12 a year.
Yeah.
I did that math just now.
Right.
Wait, let me make sure. Yeah, it's $12 a year.
Yeah, the power's in the group.
Tell your friends, maybe.
Yeah, we would love it. That'd be great. Cool.
Okay, I think that's great, Ed. I hope you've enjoyed the Land of the Copies.
Oh, it was fantastic. I love this intellectual property theft.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm super into it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you don't need to come up with your own thing.
Well, then you'll come back for some more, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, great.
I can't wait. Yeah, that's going to be super good.
Yeah.
Where should people go, John?
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Yeah, and Instagram.
And Instagram, yes.
The High Gain.
The High Gain.
TheHighGain.com.
TheHighGain.com. TheHighGainPod.
@gmail.com. Send us a mail and we'll answer your questions.
We sure will.
You got Q's? We got A's.